news today, oh boy.
It's time for Nicole Sandler's What's News from NicoleSandler.com and the Progressive Voices Network.
We're number one. Yep. The number of coronavirus cases in the U.S. rose on Thursday to over 85,000, more than any other country in the world. As of Friday morning, the death toll in the U.S. stands at nearly 1,300. About a quarter of U.S. infections and deaths have been in New York City, while the virus appears to be spreading fastest in the New Orleans area. Italy remains the country with the highest death toll at over 7,500. It has 80,589 confirmed infections, nearly as many as China, where the outbreak began. Globally, there are now more than 500,000 confirmed infections and more than 21,000 deaths. Nearly a third of the world's population is in lockdown to slow the virus's spread. Other countries are bracing for the next wave of the crisis. Ethiopia has released 4,000 prisoners to prevent the spread of the virus. Doctors in Venezuela, which has been largely spared so far, are preparing for the worst because of that nation's vulnerable economic and political state. And China is closing its borders to most foreigners as it attempts to recover from the outbreak and prevent a second one from starting. And breaking news from the UK Friday morning, where Prime Minister Boris Johnson took to Twitter to make an important announcement.
I've developed mild symptoms of the coronavirus, that's to say a temperature and a persistent cough. And on the advice of the chief medical officer, I've taken a test that has come out positive. So I am working from home, I'm self-isolating, and that's entirely the right thing to do, but be in no doubt that I can continue, thanks to the wizardry of modern technology, to communicate with all my top team to lead the national fight back against coronavirus. And I want to thank everybody who's involved. I want to thank, of course, above all, our amazing NHS.
That makes Boris Johnson the first major world leader to contract the illness that has sparked a global pandemic. Oh, and the UK's health secretary, Matt Hancock, tested positive too. Closer to home, the Senate passed the $2.2 trillion coronavirus bill on Wednesday, and D.C. was hoping the House would pass it by unanimous consent on Friday. Well, now it seems it won't be quite so easy, as Republican Congressman Thomas Massie of Kentucky, described as a libertarian with little concern about his standing with leadership, has signaled that he'll demand a roll call vote. So members who are able to are scrambling to get back to Washington. 216 is the number needed for a quorum, but that could drop to 215 if Mark Meadows resigns at the beginning of the session. He's already begun his new position as Donald Trump's new acting chief of staff. Nancy Pelosi has said the House will pass the bill on Friday. Stay tuned. Nearly 3.3 million Americans filed new applications for unemployment benefits last week as businesses nationwide shut down or limited their operations to help slow the spread of the COVID-19 coronavirus. The figure smashed the old record for weekly initial jobless claims of 695,000, which was set back in 1982. 2 weeks ago, only 282,000 Americans filed for their first week of unemployment benefits. In an interview Thursday morning, shortly before the release of the Labor Department's report, Federal Reserve Chair Jerome Powell said the United States, quote, may well be in a recession already, but argued that there's nothing fundamentally wrong with our economy, so there could be a, quote, good rebound when the COVID-19 coronavirus spread is under control. All righty then. From the disinformation files, Donald Trump told U.S. governors in a letter Thursday that his administration would be releasing new guidelines on, quote, maintaining, increasing, or relaxing social distancing and other mitigation measures for containing the coronavirus. Trump said his administration is gathering data to help set guidelines categorizing counties as high risk, medium risk, or low risk for COVID-19 outbreaks in the next phase of the response. Trump said this week he wanted to adjust his initial 15-day social distancing guidelines to allow much of the shuttered economy to reopen by April 12th. The original social distancing period reaches its 15th day on Monday. Trump's comments at Thursday's Coronavirus Task Force press briefing were even more unhinged than usual. Rather than assault your ears with his voice, here's CNN's Daniel Dale explaining some of the nonsense Trump was spewing.
This was a barrage of false claims, some of which we hear at his campaign rallies, like the claim that the U.S. has never before received 10 cents in tariff revenue from tariffs on China. But even if we just look at the coronavirus-related stuff, this was a lot of stuff that was not true. For example, Trump denounced what he called fake news and corrupt news over a story about Washington Governor Jay Inslee today telling Trump, we don't need a backup on medical supplies, we need Tom Brady. And Trump said that was fake news and corrupt news, and then he confirmed the story. He said Inslee did say that, but he said it in a positive way. But Trump also claimed repeatedly that everybody wants to go back to work. People want things reopened fast. I think when Trump says everybody and doesn't cite any data, we have to look at the data. The polling data we've seen so far shows that there is strong, very large majority support for closures, for school closures, restaurant closures, sporting event closures. And so Trump's claim that everybody wants to very quickly go back is not necessarily supported by what we're actually seeing on the ground. Trump also said the restaurant industry, he said all restaurants will be back, maybe under different ownership. That is not what we're hearing from the restaurant industry. They say that a prolonged closure could be catastrophic for them. So many of the things Trump said are just not grounded in reality here.
Thankfully, Dr. Anthony Fauci of the National Institutes of Health also spoke and was able to counter some of Trump's lies. But the Washington Post is reporting that a smear campaign against the doctor is taking root online and among some of Trump's right-wing media supporters, laying the groundwork for Trump to cast aside the experts on his own coronavirus task force. Be prepared. And on Thursday night, Trump continued to distance himself from the experts on every front of the fight against the coronavirus. The White House had been preparing to reveal on Wednesday a joint venture between General Motors and Ventech Life Systems on production of up to 80,000 desperately needed ventilators when word suddenly came down that the announcement was off. The decision to cancel that announcement reportedly came after FEMA said it needed more time to assess whether the $1 billion price tag was prohibitive. And sure enough, calling into Sean Hannity's Fox television show Thursday night, Donald Trump said, quote, "I don't believe you need 40,000 or 30,000 ventilators. You go into major hospitals sometimes, and they'll have two ventilators, and now all of a sudden they're saying, can we order 30,000 ventilators? This is dangerous and is going to cost lives. And someone needs to stop this man. And for reasons I don't understand, polling shows a majority of Americans approve of Donald Trump's handling of this crisis. We truly are living in opposite world. Please ignore what he says. Listen to the experts and stay safe. And that's just a bit of what's news for now. I'm Nicole Sandler. If you appreciate these reports and the Nicole Sandler Show, I hope you'll consider making a contribution. My work is 100% listener supported, and I really need your help right now. Please visit NicoleSandler.com, check it out, and if you can, click on that donate button.